This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Claire Dunkley, who is becoming instrumental in revolutionizing the healthcare industry with the introduction of amino neuro frequency, or ANF, therapy technology to help heal patients at the cause of their issue and not just symptom management. Most of her clients experience a 50% reduction in pain within minutes of ANF disc application with no side effects. Claire's on a mission to educate as many healthcare professionals in ANF therapy so that more people can become pain-free and live full and happy lives. And Claire, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
And good morning to you, and thanks so much for your time. So, Claire, the current healthcare system appears to focus health solutions on treating symptoms through either prescription painkillers or through surgery. One of your foundation principles is working on the source of an issue, which certainly makes a lot of sense. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, I've been in the healthcare industry for 20-something years now, so I've seen over time that modern medicine in the Western world is just putting Band-Aid solutions on things. Like if you have high blood pressure, they give you a tablet that is just purely for the high blood pressure. They don't try and find out why you had that in the first place. So we work around principles that the body has a hierarchy of dysfunction where there's sort of 9 things that will happen, and number one that rules everything is our emotions. So, you know, if we have stress and anxiety, it doesn't really matter. If we know that is a significant cause of the high blood pressure. So we will work with a person around their stresses and anxieties rather than just giving them a Band-Aid solution for their blood pressure, if that makes sense. And then, you know, from there, we take them through, you know, we're looking at their liver and lymphatic system because, you know, if there's blocks in that system, then that's our body's sewage system. So we can't get rid of our metabolic waste. And also it's how the body distributes immune system cells. So if, you know, if that system is not performing well for whatever reason, whether there's a virus that's taken over, or whether, you know, somebody's got a very, like in Australia, we have a lot of farmers that use a lot of sheep drench and cattle drench, and that's highly, highly toxic to the human body. I have a client who I'm working with at the moment. She grew up on a farm. Her body, she's starting to get symptoms of fibromyalgia, which is pain everywhere all of the time, which modern medicine are trying to give her narcotic medications to help other painkillers that, you know, affecting her mental state. So we're just working with her on her lymphatic system. And she rang me the other day to tell me that when she went to the toilet, it actually smelt like the insecticide her dad used to use on the farm. So that was kind of still in her body, causing her body to break down. And we're just supporting her body, getting rid of those things, which in turn then removes the pain down the line in her muscles and joints. And then, you know, we talk about circulation, the nervous system, the organs, the hormone system. And then by the time we get down to the problem that's showing up in a joint, then, you know, there's been a problem up this hierarchy for up to 10 years. It will take the muscles up to 10 years to break down after there's the initial insult. So we're always trying to find what that initial insult was. You know, I have a lot of people that come in with knee pain that 70% of the time it has nothing to do with their knees. It's, you know, with women it can be a reproductive system issue that's affecting the nerves that are coming down the legs. Can be gut health because 70% of the nervous system functions come through the gut before they can get down through the lower body. So it's an interesting concept, and I find that my clients are getting better because we're supporting the initial reason why they've got that symptom in the first place. That makes sense?
And that does make sense. And thanks for the full, thorough coverage there. Now, As we know, Albert Einstein said that everything is energy and that matching the frequency of the energy of what we wanted would see it materialize. It's the basis of physics. Can you tell me how this works in regards to the human body?
Yeah, well, back way back in 1875, they invented the ECG machine, or the EKG machine that you would call it in the States, which measures the frequency of the heart. So, you know, over 200 years ago, well, almost 150 years ago, they discovered that the body had all these different frequencies. And then they kind of didn't really know what to do with them. So, for example, you know, a healthy human body will have a average frequency of 65 to 68 hertz for optimal function. And if something goes haywire in the human body, something else will compensate to try and keep it at that level. And then, you know, every single cell, every single organ, every single nerve has its own particular frequency for optimal health and functioning. And we're working at that level to keep those frequencies at their optimal, so the body stays within that average frequency. It's the same with when they measure brain waves. That's all using frequency. So it's fascinating to know that we've had this information for such a long time, and yet we're not doing anything with it until now.
It certainly did take a while for things to get rolling in the right direction, for sure on that. Now, so based off that everything is energy in the body, how does that impact the 9 levels of health dysfunction you described?
Yeah, so even like with the emotions, it's been shown with the research out there that, you know, you hear a lot about the power of positivity and the power of gratitude. Well, it's actually shown with all the research that negative thoughts will actually lower the body's frequency by up to 12 hertz. Now, if we look at, you know, the average body is, you know, it has a particular frequency, and just simply by having negative thoughts every day, that frequency lowers. That's when viruses and pathogens can come and attach to the body, because a healthy body will not allow that to happen. Positive thoughts do the opposite. They increase the body's average frequency, so it keeps you healthier. Invisible inflammation, so that's the inflammation that you can't see that's doing... There was Time magazine wrote an article about this about 20 years ago, how invisible inflammation is the body's killer, and because you can't see it. You know, health professionals aren't really trained to try and pick it up. It doesn't come up on an MRI machine. But over time, that invisible inflammation weakens the body's frequencies. And that's when the viruses and the bacteria and the toxins can attach to the body, and the body can't fight it, because some of these toxins and bacteria's frequencies are a lot higher than the human body. And if we're not functioning properly, then they attach and then they start doing their damage. If the human body gets to a point, if our human body frequency lowers to 25 hertz, we don't exist, we die. So it's pretty important to keep, you know, emotions, you know, getting rid of that negativity, getting the liver and the lymphatic system to work properly to help, you know, get rid, their job is to get rid of the toxins, to get rid of the viruses, keep your gut healthy. So then, you know, all the nerve messages that are going through that area can reach to where they're going at the proper frequency. So therefore, every part of the body is getting the right messages to function properly.
And your explanation is most helpful and appreciated today. We're speaking with Claire Dunkley, who is instrumental in revolutionizing the healthcare industry with the introduction of amino neurofrequency therapy technology to help heal patients at the cause of their issue and not just symptom management. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pain Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So the world-renowned Dr. Mikkel H.G. Hoff, PhD, who specializes in the nervous system and the body's biochemistry reactions, invented and developed the ANF disc. What exactly is ANF therapy and how does this work? We'd love to hear your input on that.
Yeah, well, Mikkel he's a doctor by, he studied to be a physician. He then went into sports medicine, and then he sort of started thinking, well, it's without the nervous system, nothing else in the body functions. So he went and did multiple PhDs in biochemistry and the nervous system functioning, discovered that every single body part, cell, reaction has its own particular frequency. Now, the material that the disc is made out of, he didn't invent. NASA actually invented that material about 30, 40 years ago when they discovered their astronauts were coming back from outer space with damaged lymphatic systems, damaged nervous systems, damaged circulation systems. So they thought, well, we need to develop a material to protect the astronauts when they're in outer space. So hence, it's a 28% carbonized metal that's gone through multiple processes through nanotechnology to develop this material. And it's the only material in the world that is known to be able to be charged with frequencies and to reflect frequencies. So all the spacesuits have this material in them, and to protect the astronauts' frequencies from, sort of, they reflect back to them to keep them healthier. They use these materials. It's how, you know, you imagine you get a picture of the sun, or you've got the little probe on Mars taking pictures of Mars. What, before they've sent these satellites and probes into outer space, NASA have lined them with this material, embedded them with the frequency, so when they are in the position they need to be, they activate that frequency and it sends the information back to Houston or the, you know, European Space Station or wherever the information happens to go. So it's exactly the same principle with these discs. They are embedded with the particular frequency for that function. So the heart has a particular megahertz or hertz that it works at its optimal at. So that frequency is embedded onto that particular heart disc. We use that on the heart and then a few other discs in combinations because that we're all taught to use, and then they release the frequencies once it's heated up with the body heat, and then the body then copies that frequency and then starts the self-healing and self-regulating like it's supposed to. It's like, you know, jump-starting your car or the defibrillator that jump-starts the heart. It's kind of the same concept. We are just giving the correct information to that body part that has been weakened for the particular reason, and then it starts functioning the way it should. The person gets back to good health, optimal health, very quickly. The human body is an amazing thing that will look after itself with the right information.
And that is for sure on that. Now, Claire, you are the first fully qualified ANF practitioner in Australia and have improved the lives of 500 plus clients in the first 18 months of your clinic opening. How did you originally hear about this, and what made you decide to go all the way in the education path on this?
Yeah, well, as I stated earlier, I have been a nurse in the healthcare system here in Australia for, showing my age, 23, 24 years. And it just got to the point where all I felt like I was doing was giving people medication and then giving medication on top of that medication. Now, don't get me wrong, I think, you know, the pharmaceutical companies and the way the universities are taught, teaching us medicine, are fantastic for life-saving things. Like, you know, there is a role for everybody. But when it comes to chronic disease management, I just felt like they were missing something. So I had a friend who turned up with this technology, said to me, I'm going to activate your core because you're lifting a lot of boxes. I was helping a friend move, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, whatever. He put one of these medical devices on me, and I felt like I was a transformer. Every ab activated and switched on, and I thought, ooh, there's something in this. So then I just started researching it. Then I went and studied it. I met Mikhail, the inventor, and he is just phenomenal. And I've learnt more from him in the last 2 years than I have in the 20-something years I've been nursing and then studying before that about how the body actually works. And then I just thought, you know, people have a right to be healthy. The healthcare system should be a wellness system, not a where you go when you're sick. It should be promoting health. And I feel like this is what ANF therapy does. It gives people their life back. They're not then dependent on medications for the rest of their life. You know, medications are blocking one system, so something else is compensating, then that one gets weakened over time, and then the cascade of destruction within the body happens. So I believe that we all are entitled to living a healthy life. You have to be a trained and licensed medical practitioner to use this technology, so I want to get this to spread the word throughout the health professionals. There are people in America that are training as well. There are people in the Middle East. There are some hospitals in Saudi Arabia now that are solely using ANF therapy within their rehabilitation units. So it's really exciting that it's spreading through the world quickly, and I just want, you know, Australia and New Zealand to be at the forefront, and then, you know, everybody else will jump on board as well.
On behalf of our listeners and myself, we can't thank you enough for what you do in this space and for joining us here today. It's been most informative. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, well, I just think, you know, people, we need to take some responsibility for our health and not just put it into the hands of, you know, of the healthcare professionals. And if we can take responsibility for our health, explore things that are outside the Western medicine model, and you know, really focus on being well, then we won't have chronic disease and autoimmune diseases. And that's what I really want people to know. There are lots of things that you can do to help, you know, increase your body's frequencies, but if you can find an ANF practitioner in your local area, then I can highly recommend getting your body to be functioning the best that it can be, so we are well and we get rid of disease altogether.
And that is certainly an understatement, and we can't thank you enough again for your time today. If listeners wanted to connect with you and get more information on your clinic, where's the best place online to do so?
So if you're in Australia, the best place would be www.cluzie.com, or anywhere in around the world, you can contact us through that website. We have a lot of information on that website. We have a lot of patient stories. Plus, also, I can put you in touch with an ANF practitioner or a frequency medicine, someone that knows about this stuff in around the world in your local area.
And that is certainly easy enough. Again, folks, it is cluzie.com. Claire, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thanks so much, Eric. I appreciate yours too.
Again, we've been speaking with Claire Dunkley, who is instrumental in revolutionizing the healthcare industry with the introduction of amino-neurofrequency therapy technology to help heal patients at the cause of their issues and not just symptom management. And for further details, visit cluzie.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.